Chapter 7. After the Puppafint and the player piano, and after taking Bax to see Nurse Riley, Nori had felt miserable. She stayed miserable for an entire hour. But now she was determined to look on the bright side. Everything would be fine. It would be great. After all, she had friends at Sage. The monkey gymnasium would be cool when she learned monkey fluxing. She was making Father happy. Oh, and the campus was pretty. Yes, the campus sure was pretty. She would focus her thoughts on that pretty campus. At lunchtime, she filled out school paperwork with Father. Then she scurried to the cafeteria to sit down with the UDM kids, but they were mostly packing up. She scarfed her milk and pasta, then dashed off to more classes. The school day finally ended, and Nori and Bax hurried to the Alderwood Lounge to meet the others. The lounge had several couches, velvet curtains. Samboozle, this school was obsessed with velvet. Some vending machines, a few red bean bags, and a foosball table. Elliot and Sebastian sat on a couch, sharing a bag of wild potato hots and drinking apple juice. Marigold was bigging up the bean bags so they were ridiculously large and comfy-looking. Andres bobbed on the ceiling.
"How are you doing?"
Nori asked everyone as she and Bax plopped into the bigged-up bean bags. "Did you love the rest of your day?" She wanted them to love it. After all, she was determined to love it.
"The campus is pretty," Marigold said.
"Yes!" cried Nori. "Exactly!"
"And big," Andres said. "So big. So much walking outside."
"Who held your leash?" Elliot asked. "Or did you have to wear your brick pack all day?"
He tilted up his head to better see Andres.
"Tip held it," Andres said. "He didn't mind."
"Did I tell you they put me with Sebastian and the Flickers?"
Marigold asked.
"No way," Nori said. "That class has less students, so that's where they decided to put me."
"It was fine," Marigold reported.
"We spent most of class playing checkers. Everyone got a board, and they were supposed to make either all the red squares or all the black squares invisible. I just practiced shrinking the whole board and bigging it up again. The teacher didn't seem to care as long as I didn't get in the way. And Sebastian..."
She burst out laughing.
"Sebastian, tell them what happened at Invisible Diving."
"You went to the pool?" Nori asked.
"Yes," Marigold said. "In Flicker Gym, Sebastian and I had to go even though we can't make ourselves invisible. We all had to wear green bathing suits."
"Isn't the pool pretty?" Nori asked.
"So very pretty."
"Tell them what happened, Sebastian," Marigold said.
"Well,"
Sebastian said, adjusting his aviator goggles, "I could see the divers when they're invisible. And one of them..."
"The tall redhead, Miller, with the bushy eyebrows," Marigold added.
He relieved himself in the pool."
"You saw him peeing underwater?" Andres asked. "But peeing's not a sound."
"The urination is actually a very intense sound," Sebastian answered. "Bright yellow. I could see it from all the way at the back of the diving board line."
"Did you say anything to him?" Nori asked.
"I just announced to the Flickers that I could see the sounds of urination and farts. I added the farts in so as not to be obvious."
"Miller turned bright red," Marigold said.
"How was your day, Elliot?"
Nori knew he'd had the worst luck of all of them, being stuck with the Sparkies. Elliot sighed.
"The magic lessons were tough," he admitted.
"Lacey made fun of me and made sure everyone knew my magic was wonky."
"I'm sorry," Nori said. "Lacey's the worst. But what about last night? Did you have fun sleeping in the dorms?"
"I was a little homesick," said Andres.
"I was homesick too," said Pepper,
plopping down on a huge beanbag.
"And I don't think the Fuzzies were that happy to have me around today. We went to the rare animals room, which had a rhino and a black unicorn and some dragons."
"Wow," said Marigold.
The unicorn started shrieking when I walked in, so I had to wait outside. Then we went to the skunk garden, and guess what? They made me stay outside. Again. They were afraid of all the skunks spraying at once and stinking up the campus. Did any of you get to see it? Apparently, they use it for 8th grade exams. You flunk if you get sprayed. They all shook their heads. The teacher said I should probably just hang out in the library tomorrow, Pepper said, sighing.
I was forced to turn into a piano and spent most of the day with Nurse Riley, Bax said.
Nori hated that her friends weren't all happy. If they loved Sage, maybe Nori could love it too. She needed to lift their spirits. She started to sing their new favorite song, Don't Eat Paste, quietly at first, then louder.
Don't eat paste, but do eat butter. Don't borrow money, but call your mother.
She was off key. Nori was always off key. But she sang loudly and was happy to see Pepper begin doing percussion, drumming on her shoulders and knees. Elliot joined in to harmonize on borrow money, and even Bax's foot was tapping.
You think there are rules, but there are none, none, none. You think there are rules, but you've already won. I won't break, ache, ache, ache. Don't mistake, ache, ache, ache.
Now Bax was singing too, and Marigold was clapping her hands. Nori had done it. She had cheered them up and made herself feel hopeful in the process. Sage would be good, wouldn't it? Mitali and puppy lessons and time with Hawthorne and Dahlia.
Don't eat paste, but do eat butter. Don't borrow money, but call your mother.
Dunwiddle students,
a grown-up voice snapped. Nori looked up to see a stern-looking teacher glaring at them.
There are no loud voices allowed in the Alderwood Lounge. Study period is in session just across the hall.
No lounging in the lounge? Was he kidding? All the UDM kids sank into their seats.
We'll be quieter,
Nori whispered, as her heart deflated.
I promise.